All right. So the next 2 days, maybe we can have a little light on me because I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, we can put...
No, that's backlight. I mean, light on the face.
Front. I can put that here.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are light on the face because for the TV broadcast. You're on TV. There's people watching us from all over the world now. On Facebook. All right. Here we are, live from Sacramento, California. Yeah, if it's more in front of me, pointing to my face. But yeah, the malas are on the floor. Thank you. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihalde Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihalde Jana Balaba Ivaro Dalje Jana Balaba Ivaro Dalje Jana Ivaro Dalje Rajajanujanjana, 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 Namo Nathaya Manajyante Jai Ho Radham Bhadhava Kunya Vihare Jai Ho Radham Bhadhava Gopi Jana Balaba Ivaro Dalje Gopi Jana Balaba Ivaro Dalje Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare Jai Om Vishnupad Pranamahamsa Paravadikacharya Olsa Tello Sitishi Shimad is Divine Grace Babaya Chalanad Bhaktivinanda Goswami Marshila Prabhupad Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupad Kijai Ananta Gaviti Vaishnav Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Shila Vridas Thakur Kijai Prem say Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Go Bhagavata Sayam Kun Radhakunda Gitiko Vradan Kijai Vrinda Vrinda Kijai Maturidam Kijai Navadeepdam Kijai Jagannathasami Kijai Yamunamaya Kijai Shibani Lassi Devi Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta, Vrindi Gajai, Gaur Premananda, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we're broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, and I'd like to welcome some of the devotees who are joining us from Europe, from the United States, from Croatia, and from Denmark. So Lita Gopina, Bhagavat, and Param, and probably Gore is joining us. So we have a lot of people watching us right now. So, at the end of class, I'll show everybody the people in the audience. So. Okay, so today we're reading from the 9th canto, chapter 13, text 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter is entitled The Dynasty of Maharaj Nimi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. So you don't have it written down, so I'll just read the verse three times and then we'll go on to read the synonyms. Deham nanarurusheham dukha shoka bhayavaham sarvatrasha yatomrityur machyanam udakeyata Deham navarurusheham dukha shoka bhayavaham Sarvatrasya yato mrityur machana mudakeyata deham navaruru sheham dukha shoka vayavaham Sarvatrasya yato mrityur machana mudakeyata.
So you can repeat.
Deham.
Deham.
A material body.
Not.
Avarurutse.
Avarurutse.
Desire to accept.
Aham.
I. Dukha
shoka.
Vayad avaham.
Which is the cause of all kinds of distress.
Lamentation and fear.
Sarvatra,
always and everywhere,
within this universe.
Asya, are the living entities who have accepted material bodies. Yataha, because. Mrityuhu, death. Matsyanam
of the fish.
Udake,
living within the water.
Yata,
like.
Translation, I do not wish to accept a material body, for such a body is the source of all distress, lamentation, and fear everywhere in the universe, just as it is for a fish in the water, which lives always in anxiety because of fear of death.
So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, The material body, whether in the higher or lower planetary system, is destined to die. In the lower planetary system, or lower species of life, one may die soon. In the higher planets, or higher species, one may live for a long, long time, but death is inevitable. This fact should be understood. In the human form of life, one should take the opportunity to put an end to birth, death, old age, and disease by performing tapasya, that means austerity. This is the aim of human civilization, to stop the repetition of birth and death, which is called mrityu saṃsāra vartamane. This can be done only when one is Krishna conscious, or has achieved the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, one must rot in the material world and accept a material body subject to birth, death, old age, and disease. The example given here is that water is a very nice place for a fish, but the fish is never free from anxiety about death, since big fish are always eager to eat the small fish. Hoguni tatra mahatam. All living entities are eaten by bigger living entities. This is the way of material nature. Ahastani sahastranam apadani chatushpadam bhaguni tatra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. Those who are devoid of hands are prey for those who have hands. Those devoid of legs are prey for the four-legged. The weak are the subsistence of the strong, and the general rule holds that one living being is food for another. That's from the Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 13th chapter, text 47. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created the material world in such a way that one living entity is food for another. Thus, there is a struggle for existence. But although we speak of survival of the fittest, no one can escape death without becoming a devotee of the Lord. One cannot escape the cycle of birth and death without becoming a devotee. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, text 3. Apraptyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartme. One who does not attain shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna must certainly wander up and down within the cycle of birth and death. So, in the verse, Deham navaru rutseham dukashoka bayavaham sarvatrasya yato mrityur machanam udake yata so omagana timidanda shaganjana shlakaya chasurun meitam enatasmai shihale maha. So this is a very interesting story in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I'm going to tell the story of this part of the Bhagavatam. This is the story of Maharaj Nimi. And Maharaj Nimi, he was a very interesting personality. He was a pure devotee. And he had a guru. And his guru's name, Gurudev's name, was Vasishtha Muni. Very interesting story. So once upon a time, Maharaj Nimi wanted to go on Sankirtan. And he went to his guru, and he said, Gurudev, can I go on Sankirtan? Can I do a yajna, Sankirtan yajna? And Gurudev said, wait, because I have another appointment. I have to go to the heavenly planets to be with Indra and do a sacrifice for him. Of course, many times people like doing sacrifices for Indra because Indra gives bigger donations. He's richer. So, anyway. So he said that to his disciple. Vasishtha Muni said to Maharaj Nimi, yes, just wait. So Vasishtha Muni goes up to the heavenly planets. And you all know about the difference between the time in the heavenly planets and the time on earth. Like, you hear about Lord Brahma just waiting for 1 second after he had stolen the calves and coward boys, remember? And it was a year in the earth time. So that's the difference. So, Vasishtha Muni goes away. In the meantime, Maharaj Nimi is thinking, I want to go on Sankirtan. Why should I wait for my guru to go on Sankirtan? Book distribution. But you know, at that time, they didn't need to distribute books because everyone had good memories. So the writing, or writing just came into existence the last like 1,000 or 2,000 years, 3,000 years. Because previously, people had such good memories, it's called Shruti Dhara, they could remember everything just hearing it once. Now we need books, we need the internet, we need so many things because our brain is so bad in Kali Yuga. So anyway, so Maharaj Nimi was thinking, I want to go on Sankirtan. I'm not going to wait for my guru. It could take a long time. So he goes on Sankirtan, does his yajnas, and he's very happy. All the brahmanas there are saying, swaha, swaha. They're doing this big yajna. And then in the middle of the yajna, guess who comes back? His guru. His guru said, don't go on Sankirtan. So his guru comes back. And then his guru says, what are you doing without me? Maharaj Nimi said, you know, there's a short life. Durlabha manasa janma tarap durubha martinam. As Prahlad Maharaj said, it's a very short life. So we have to wait. We can't waste any time. It's actually sinful to waste time because you can't buy back even a second that you lose. So what happens is that his guru gets very angry because he's giving instructions to his guru. And he disobeyed his spiritual master by going on Sankirtan. Of course, if your spiritual master tells you don't go on Sankirtan, you can disobey him. You should go on Sankirtan. If anyone tells you don't go on Sankirtan, it's all right. The instruction's not bona fide. So, anyway, of course, not in the middle of the night, and, you know, obviously, has been done at the proper time. So, Shishtamuni gets so angry with his disciple, he curses his disciple to die. He says, you shall be nirdeha. Do you know what that means?
Without a body.
Without a body. That means dying. Nirdeha. You shall be without a body. And his disciple, Maharaj Nimi, he curses his guru. Here's a story from this. This is all from the Bhagavatam, this section of the Bhagavatam. And so Maharaj Nimi says, Guru Dev, you should be nirdeha. So, okay. So they both die. Maharaj Nimi dies, the guru dies. It's a nice, peaceful relationship, isn't it? They're both dead, so they don't curse anymore. So what happens is that Vasishtha Muni, of course, he's one of the Sapta Rishis, so he can't just keep being dead. So later on, he appears through the seminar of Mitra and Varuna. There's a whole other story. But that story's not really told at this part of the Bhagavatam. It's mentioned. And then, so, as far as Maharaj Nimi, the sages, the Brahmins are in the middle of performing this big sacrifice, and he's dead. You know, they're on Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan or something. And he's dead. So what they do is they put his body in oil to preserve it. That's what they used to do in India. They didn't have, like nowadays, if someone dies and they want to preserve the body, they put him in a refrigerator. Did you know that? And then the family comes and 2 weeks later they have a funeral. But that's actually not bona fide. According to the Vedic system, you're supposed to have the funeral before the sun rises, the sun sets the next day. Did you know that? It's actually against the Vedic tradition to wait 2 weeks, even if you refrigerate the body. You're supposed to have it immediately before the sun sets the next day. But I know in Fiji sometimes, you know, someone passes away and they have people fly from all over the world, but that's actually not Vedic. Vedic thing is before the sun sets the next day. So anyway, so they preserve the body in oil. And so because they're in the middle of the sacrifice, they didn't want to stop to have a funeral ceremony. So they're having this sacrifice. At the end of the sacrifice, all the Brahmanas are performing. I remember King Nimi is lying in oil. All the Brahmanas are performing the sacrifice. So at the end of the sacrifice, the demigods are so pleased, they come down and they say to the Brahmanas, you know, we bless you, Ashivat, anything you want. And the Brahmanas said, we want Maharaj Nimi to come back to life. So he's there in this vat of oil. The body's there. And so the demigods say, okay, he can come back to life. So we bless him. So I, out of the oil, I guess olive oil or something. So not motor oil, but it's olive oil. So out of some sort of oil, Myers Nimi sits up. And then this is the verse we're reading today. Exactly. This is the context of this particular verse. I don't want to come back to life.
Wow.
Because I want to be with Krishna. I want to be in the spiritual world. I don't want a body. Because the body is the source of misery. Wow. And he gives that example. This is the verse today. So I'm just giving the story that goes before the verse. So he says, it's just like a fish is always in anxiety. Like you see a fish. If you ever had a fish tank, I mean, they're in anxiety. Especially if there's big fish around. I mean, if it's just one fish in the tank, he's not in anxiety. Well, he's probably in anxiety because he doesn't have a wife or something. You know, there's always anxiety. Life is like that. It's always anxiety, isn't it? Like when you're young, you're in anxiety about your school, about going to the dentist. I remember when I was young, many years ago, that there's anxiety about getting tested in school, about what my friends would think about me. Anxiety, you know, my parents sent me to the orthodontist. You know what an orthodontist is? That's a dentist that straightens your teeth. And it's like going to the Yamadutas, you know. Has anyone here ever gone to an orthodontist? Yeah. What they do is they tighten up the wires and they give you pain. So it's always anxiety. And then when you get older, your anxiety about the university. And when you get older, your anxiety, you know, when you get married. And then you're in anxiety when you're arguing with your wife. And then you're in anxiety about the children growing up. And then is your anxiety about getting the children married. And then you're in anxiety about, what else is your anxiety? Then you're anxiety because you're getting older and then the body is starting to give you trouble. The whole life is anxiety. So Maharaj Nimi says, I don't want it. Get me out of here. This is the verse today. Get me out of here, because it's like a fish always in anxiety. Send me back to the spiritual world. So the Brahmanas say, okay, go back to the spiritual world. So Marjanami's happy, he lies back in the oil. And he's ecstatic. You know, he's gone back to Godhead. So this shows the disciple was more advanced than the guru, because he went back to Godhead. And Vasishtha Muni came back to the material world. Wow. Interesting. So anyway, there's more of the story. This story is part of the Ramayana story. And I'll explain why. So Maharaj Nimi's body's there in the oil. And then the Brahmanas are thinking, there's no one to be the king now. And Maharaj Nimi, I guess, didn't have any children. He was still young. So who is going to be the king? Because in order to be a king, you have to have the proper genes. You know, the proper breeding, the proper genes. In the old days, in order to, let us say, have a prince or something like that, they would choose who would marry who so they would have the proper genetic material. Just like you see nowadays, of course, now they're engaged in GMO stuff. You know, GMO, genetic modification. And originally, in America, there was this person called Luther Burbank. Maybe you've heard of him. But anyway, he was the first person to combine different types of plants and come up with what we call a hybrid between the different plants. You know, like you have a tomato that's bigger or something like that. So in the old days, they used to arrange marriages depending on what type of child would be born. It's not that the man would meet the woman and they'd fall in love and that was all that stuff happened, like a Bollywood movie. But it was, the marriages were arranged so that the proper children would come out. So the kings were married in such a way you'd have a proper prince come out or princess would come out. So there was no child. So the Brahmanas didn't know what to do. You know, who's going to become the king? They didn't want to become. Brahmins don't want to manage. They just like to preach and do yagyas. So they were thinking, how can we get a child from Maharaj Nimi, from his genetic material? So they took his body, and nowadays they have this thing called cloning. You've heard of cloning before? Cloning means, let's say, there's Aniruddha there. And we take some of his genes. That means the genetic material in the cells of the body. And then we put them into a test tube. And then out of that test tube comes another Aniruddha. I mean, that's a more to the process than that, obviously. So, that's funny. So that's called cloning. So what the Brahmanas did in the Bhagavatam is they call it churning, but it's actually a type of cloning. They took the genes, the DNA and the RNA, from the cells of Maharaj Nimi and churned them, and out came a child, the next king. And that next king, because the next king, he was born, self-born, basically. His name was Janaka.
Oh.
But that's not the father of Sita Devi. So that's, and so he was, and because the city where this occurred, there was the churning, it was called Maitila, or Mitila, which is where Sita appeared. So anyway, so that was Janaka the first. So his son, this whole dynasty, you know what a dynasty is?
Yeah.
Means like kings and their children, and their, you know, dynasty. The family. There's a fancy word for family. This whole, all the kings became known as Janaka. Like Janaka the first, Janaka the second, Janaka the third, Janaka the fourth. Janaka the tenth. Just like you, in England, you have like Henry the first, Henry the second, up to Henry the eighth. Henry the eighth is very famous in England because he got divorced and killed some of his wives.
Yes.
You know the story? Yeah. He killed some of them, and some of them he divorced. And he made his own church.
Wow.
The Church of England was actually made so that he could get a divorce. Because the Catholic Church wouldn't allow a divorce. So he had to come up with his own church that would allow him to get a divorce. But he couldn't wait with some of the wives, he just killed them. That's nice, isn't it? No, not nice. So, anyway, so you have Janaka the first, Janaka the second, Janaka the third, up to the Janaka that we know, who is the father of Sita Devi. So that's why he's called Janaka, and that's why the city is called Mathila. From the word maiti, which means to churn. It's interesting history, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Janaka we know as the father of Sita Devi is a Mahajan. It means a great personality who sets the example for others. So anyway, so this is the story behind this particular verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Does anyone have any questions? Interesting story, isn't it? Yeah. About it, the question.
Oh, you said, Maharaj, one thing you said that when somebody dies, mm-hmm. then they can do it, the funeral has to be
before the sun set, the next day.
The next day means you can wait one day.
Yeah. Okay. It can be the same day or the next day.
Or next day, yeah. So one night you can do it.
Yeah, one night. I mean, usually there is, the preparation of the body and the family is around the body. And that way you don't need this whole business of the morticians. You know what a mortician is? A mortician is someone who prepares your body, like you see sometimes, that someone dies and they've seen the Yamadutas when they're dying. Ever see that? Have you ever seen it? The Yamadutas come. So what the mortician does is they make the person smile. Even though the person, when he dies, is going, Yamadutas is coming to get me! So instead, they change his whole body, they take out the wrinkles, they put in false teeth. It's a whole industry in America. And what they do is they put him in the coffin, and you go to a funeral and it looks like, wow, he's ready to step out of the coffin. I don't know if you ever experienced that in America, how they prepare the bodies. So that's a whole industry. I remember going to one funeral as a family member, and it was the funeral, and then we had to sit down with the funeral director, And he had this whole list. It's like buying a car. What options do you want in your car?
Wow.
You know, because it was part of the family, so I had to help make the decisions. What options do you want in the car? Do you want the body to look like this, body look like this? Do you want a $10,000 coffin, or what do you want? And so it was a whole list. It's an industry. So, but in the Vedic system, first of all, the cremation was before the next day. And they cremated. Why do they cremate? So that the person wouldn't hang around as a ghost. Right? Because if you don't cremate the body, you're so attached to the body, you know. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Oh. Who's the most beautiful one of all? Just like it, in the room I'm staying in here, there's a big mirror. So I was just trying to chant japa this morning and kept looking at myself. So in the ashrams, traditional ashrams in India, there was no mirrors. Because people, as soon as you start looking at yourself, then you go, oh, this looks nice, this looks nice. Got a comb of hair this way, a comb of hair that way. T-lock, like that. Putting some nice earrings. As soon as you got a mirror, it's like that. So the point is there were no mirrors. So let's say you die. You'll say when you're really old, Aniruddha, when you die, and then they don't cremate your body, you're just looking at it. You're hovering on top, you know, over. Oh, that's me. Oh, I'm so nice. And all the family members are around you saying, Aniruddha, Aniruddha, we love you. And your wife is there. And oh, don't leave us. And you're thinking, I don't want to leave you. So you stay around as a ghost. But when they cremate the body, guess what? There's nothing to stay around for anymore. Well, it's gone. I'm just ashes. And they throw the ashes into the Ganges, Yamuna, or other sacred river. And so that's the Vedic system. And in the Western system, they put the body in the ground. And also the Muslims do that same thing, too.
That's why so many ghosts.
And then the ghosts. There are all these cemeteries, and the ghosts are going, ooh. They're all just like waiting for their bodies to come out of the ground. Yeah, that's like a horror movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Terrible, body comes out of the ground. It's like something you have nightmares about. So that's why in our system there's cremation. Of course, for a sannyasi is not cremated. Why? It's not that we're more attached to our bodies. We're not cremated because the sannyasi is not supposed to be attached to the body, and then you make these samadhis for a sannyasi. Although in Vrindavan, many times the sannyasis were cremated because the Muslims would come to Vrindavan and dig up their bodies and just tear apart the bodies and, you know. Anyway, so the Vaishnavas, in order to prevent that from happening, would cremate the bodies even of the sannyasis, many of the sannyasis, like many of the Goswamis in Vrindavan. They're cremated because of that. It was necessary. In Radhakund, there's this samadhi called the Teen Goswami Samadhi. It means three, of course, those who know Hindi. Teen Goswami Samadhi, and you know, the Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So this samadhi is there because of the ashes are there from the three great personalities. Okay, so that's cremation, yeah.
So as soon as the jiva leaves the body, the body is ready, or waits for a while when the body is cremated, then it takes another body?
It depends on how attached.
Okay.
Oh. And it depends on who he is. I mean, if he's extremely sinful, then he may hang around as a ghost for a while. And if he's sinful and the body's cremated, then the Yamadutas may come and give him a trip, a vacation. A nice vacation with the Yamadutas in warm climate. So that may happen. It depends on the situation.
Yeah, people like in the winter, they like to go to a warm climate, so the Yamadutsas give you a very warm climate. It's very hot. Because in the Western world, they talk about hell, you know, the fire and brimstone, which means there's fire and the person is just like burning in hell. So that happens. You know, like devils. You know, they talk about devils sometimes. So. All right, any other questions?
Maharaj and Maharaj Nimi also, there is this story, Nimi is the one sitting on the island, which is that story?
That's not Maharaj Nimi on the island.
That's something else.
That's Markandeya Rishi.
Oh, on the island there, one...
You know, oh, that? There. One island? What?
No,
he stayed on the island.
This king who lost his body and then he was...
He's the air which comes into your eyes and makes you blink.
I don't know.
That's something different. That's not the same Maharaj Nimi, No, that's the heir. That's one of the heirs. Okay. I think we should end. And we want everybody in the audience can see these nice devotees in Sacramento. Say hello.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Sacramento Yatra Ki Jai. A lot of young people. A lot of young people and some oldies. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And actually, we had some nice people, Vaishnava, Philippe Gauchelin, Ivan Jelka, Sachin Mittal, Varshana, Krishnapriya, Rishikesh from North Carolina. So, from North Carolina, we have people from Europe, people from, I don't think we have anyone from Fiji. It's too late there. It's the middle of the night. We'll lead to Gopinath, Param. Anyway, a lot of different people who are saying Hari Bol to me.
Oh,
Param and Gora saying Hari Bol. So there. Gora Mani, she has, let me turn it back to you. They're in Wisconsin right now. And Brisbane, we got some. Oh, yeah. We got someone from Brisbane, Australia. So Gauramani has the most popular TV program on Facebook Live. She gets thousands of people every day watching her.
Wow.
I'm envious. But
Facebook Live is Maharaj, we can get on computer? Or?
Yeah, you can see this on a computer. Everybody is they're watching this on Facebook right now. And Rishikesh is saying our goal. So it's very nice. Anyway, so this is our Sacramento Yatra. We're going to have a program this evening, Bhagavad Gita, but that's going to be too late for people on the West Coast, the East Coast of the United States. It's going to be starting at about 7 o'clock West Coast time, which is about 10 o'clock at the night, East Coast time. Muscat. We got a devotee from Muscat, Rajiv, watching us too. Welcome, Rajiv. So, it's a very nice system. And then also the video remains on my Facebook page so someone could watch it later. And, wow, Gopal from North Carolina. Hare Krishna. Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.